To be honest, I'm not sure if I'm excited or not because it'll be my first time voting. I'm just not looking forward to the long queues because, like, we're in the 21st century. Can't we just do these things online, honestly? The elections are quite difficult to navigate around because we find that politicians tend to sell us lies when it comes to the country state. You'll hear people telling us that load shedding will stop and service delivery will be better, but they've been promising us the similar things since democracy started in South Africa, so I don't think there'll be much of a change.
I am a first-time voter, meaning that I am registered to vote. I'm super excited about voting, actually, and my expectations really is that I hope the elections will be fair and that my vote will contribute to the positive change that is needed in our country. I think for me it's important that the elections are free, fair and transparent, and I would really love for all the participating parties or whoever is going to rule to address issues that matter to us as a society. So issues like healthcare, education, job opportunities, service delivery, and so forth.
I don't really have any expectations other than just voting on that day. In terms of what's important to me, I'd say the big thing is understanding what each and every party has to offer. For the most part, most people don't know where they're voting, even now. And I think a huge part of that is because there's so many parties out there. You know, when you have more choices, the more difficult it is to make a choice.
I'm not a registered voter, so I'll not be voting this year. The main reason is because we all know what the outcome is going to be, so I have no interest in participating in something that I know the outcome of. I have no desire to vote for any party because all the parties are corrupt.
I will be voting for the first time and I am registered to vote, and I'm not really excited about it. Yeah, I'm not too excited about it. I'm just can't wait to get it over and done with.